Welcome to TSB Goes to the Movies. I am Alex at TSB Pod. He is Ski at TSB Ski. He is King at Jeromney. If you would like us to watch one of your movies that you want us to watch, I guess that sort of makes sense, tweet at one of those handles and let us know what movie you want us to talk about. Next week is your movie, so let us know, and we will take it into consideration. And if we don't like what you send us, then we'll pick something else. this week was my movie, and it is a foreign flick from 2008. It is called Let the Right One In. It has a 98% on Rotten Tomatoes, 7.9 out of 10 on IMDb, and 82% on Metacritic. It is currently on Hulu if you would like to watch it. Ski's already shaking his head. I can already tell.
Did you fix it?
Go ahead.
You want me to go ahead right now?
Yeah, say what you got to say.
This is 100% one of those low-budget foreign films that get propped up from all the nerdy people that call movies films.
Cinema,
yeah. That's 100% what this movie is.
I was very curious what you guys were going to think of this movie. So it is about a 12-year-old boy who lives in like a housing complex, like a projects, essentially. It's a Swedish movie. Pretty sure they're in Sweden. I think so.
Definitely.
99.9% sure. The kid is Swedish. I can tell you that much. Just look at him. 12-year-old boy who lives in a housing complex and gets, you know, pretty mercilessly bullied by kids at a school. Quiet kid. And then all of a sudden, also sort of a psychopath. Some of the things he does a girl and an old man, seemingly her dad, move in literally next door. They share a wall. So literally next door, he moves in and they sort of strike up a friendship only at night. And then sort of slowly but surely, you find out that she is a vampire and has been, you know, sort of she and the quote unquote dad sort of go through and are killing people so she can feed in the neighborhood. Essentially, one group of friends is who they feed on.
That's a drunk older people. Yes. And then actually it was a young people first. The guy killed was a younger kid.
So I'm curious, going into this movie, how much did you actually know about it? Like, did you know anything
zero
about what the story was going to be?
Zero.
Okay.
I'd never heard of it.
Okay. So when you saw the old guy, you know, preparing his container with like the knife and the gas and whatever, when you saw him, you know, capture that guy and then hang him upside down, what did you think the movie was going to be about, out of curiosity? Like, did you think he was just going to be a murderer and the movie's about like trying to catch this guy or something like that?
Probably that's more how or they less.
They kind of set it up because they had like, I assume it was a cop or something was at his classroom talking about, I assume, crimes and like how to get away with crimes.
Yeah, that's something like the cops and the teachers talk about murder a lot. And the kid is sort of obsessed with murder because he, like, one of the things that makes him a little bit insane is he, you know, clips and saves, you know, newspaper stories about grisly murders that happen in their community. And, you know, he fantasizes about stabbing his bullies with a knife and all of this stuff. But anyway, so he meets this girl. The only time they ever meet is at night because obviously she's a vampire. She can't go outside during the day. And they just essentially slowly sort of become friends. She sort of hints at the fact she's a vampire throughout, you know, the first half of the movie where she mentions that I'm not a boy and I'm not a girl. She mentions that she, you know, can only go out at night. She has to be invited in, which is interesting. And, you know, I don't know.
How do you know she said all this stuff? Do you speak Swedish?
Well, I mean, they tell us she said that stuff.
They tell us that. It's the subtitles. Are you saying
there
were
subtitles?
You didn't see it with subtitles?
I didn't have subtitles.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, you didn't miss much in the form of dialogue.
You did not. You really did not, if we're being fair.
So I only knew about this movie really because there was like an American-made one,
yep.
I assume a couple years after. And I remember that movie coming out.
Do you know who made that movie?
Like,
I know Chloe Grace Moretz was in it. That's it.
Do you know who the director was?
I do not.
Matt Reeves.
Who just did the Batman movie?
Yep.
Yep. This was a good 3 or 4 year span where Hollywood was making all of the really popular foreign movies, making remakes of them. So like Spike Lee did Old Boy. Fincher did Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Those were like two, six. I mean, Girl with the Dragon Tattoo was successful here, basically because it had Daniel Craig, it had Fincher. I refuse to see any of them. Like I'm the Old Boy is like the original Old Boy is one of my favorite movies of all time.
At least Old Boy was made 20 years before.
I'm not gonna watch Spike Lee's version of it. It has Josh Brolin in it. Like it might actually be good. I have no idea. I'm never gonna watch it. Like fuck that. I'm protesting.
That's where you draw the line. There is
absolutely
Korean made movies that you don't want to see made in America.
Goddamn right. By the way, are you guys surprised that I'm the one who brought the first subtitled movie to the table?
Not really, actually.
Did you think it would be Ski? I kind of did.
I was going to, but I reviewed the movie I was going to pick again, and it was like 2.5 hours long. So I was saving you guys and picked American Ninja instead.
We almost had. What was that movie again?
What, the one I wanted to do?
Yeah.
Which one was it? There was like five I had in my mind.
I remember you told us about it. I forget the name of it though.
Okay. I think it was Crow Zero.
Miike. Oh, baby. Yeah. Boy, yeah, give me all that. 5 out of 5.
It's a great movie.
That's a great movie. Crow Zero, yeah. Bro.
Yeah. But it's like 2.5 hours long. And
it is.
There's about 45 minutes of kind of the early part where it's just like slow and.
My guy, I am really curious what King would think about that. Because it is super duper violent, but it is like a high school drama kind of too.
Yeah.
A lot of cheeseballs in that movie.
A lot of high school Asian guys smoking tons of heaters.
Totally. Wearing leather jackets. Nobody actually goes to class. They all just fight each other. It's fantastic. I own that movie. And back when I worked at my old job, I lent it to one of my coworkers. And then I don't work at that job anymore. And he doesn't work at that job anymore. And I don't have it. So I'm literally considering buying that movie for a second time.
I own both of them.
Of course.
There's three, but I own the first two. All three are on YouTube, so you get your fix that way.
They got the Crows trilogy.
Yeah.
And Miike made some solid trilogies, by the way.
Oh, I was going to pick some more Miike because I know King would love those movies.
Please do. Please pick like, a...
Please DOA don't. Or, please
no, do. See, I mean, you shit on the one I tried to save you with American Ninja.
I love that you thought that was your plan to keep it safe with us was American Ninja. God damn.
They speak English in that at least. And it's not crazy over the top.
So back to Let the Right One In. I saw it when it first started streaming. So like it came out in 2008. I must have seen it like 2011 or something like that. And I haven't seen it since. And so I saw it on Hulu and was like, I remember this being, you know, dark, good, you know, a story that I hadn't seen before and an interesting take on a vampire. Because it's really a story about, you know, a young kid, you know, making his first friend and like falling in love with somebody. But it's also not because she's a vampire. They literally show that she's not a girl. It's a fucking twisted story because we're talking about like murders. Oh. And then you have the scene at the end where like she literally kills those three bullies. Like she like that was a cool scene, you have to admit, where like the bully's holding his head under the water and all
comes
you
up
see,
and they're
all you see is the kid's feet being dragged through the water and then a head dropping in. It's quality stuff.
You did bring up that they show that she's not a girl, but I'm pretty sure they have like a teenage girl snatch shot in there.
So that's the thing, is the actress obviously is, but they have like a, it's like a, I don't know what it is. It's like a mangled thing. It's not a vagina. It's not that. So like, you know,
but interesting. I mean, very foreign art housey shot there of like, you know what?
Chloe Grace Moretz did not do that scene. No,
they did not.
Yeah. And I'll never know, because I'm never going to watch that fucking movie, because it's a goddamn remake. So this movie is slower than I remember it being. So it is painfully slow. It does drag. It does drag.
I mean,
which is probably what they tried to fix in the American version. But again, I'll never know.
I mean, there's like a good 20 minutes when he went to like his dad's house.
The entire dad portion could have been cut. Like that didn't need to be in there. Like the dad stuff didn't add anything to the movie, like whatsoever. Like there's no like reason to introduce it even. Other than to like show that he has two parents. But why do we need to know that? The movie's not about that.
Well, to the art house director, whatever Swedish person wrote and directed it, I'm sure there was some small, tiny underlying thing that required 20 minutes to get across in there.
Are we to believe that the dad is gay?
That's kind of what I took from it.
Is that what they were sort of intimating when like the dad's friend came over and they started drinking and they were kind of looking at each other weird? And, you know, I don't know.
Because obviously they didn't say like why the parents split or anything like that. So.
It's one of those things where like if you introduce something in a movie, like you should have it pay off. I think that's like one of the rules of movies. If something's in the movie, you have to do something with it. And they didn't really do anything with it at all. So it was really weird and sort of out of place. I don't know.
See, I was trying to give this movie the benefit of the doubt, you know, because this was, you know, at the time, all the big vampire shit was all, you know, the, you know, high school vampires. And, you know, there was never really like a, you know, like a true story behind it, you know, like that wasn't just, oh, hot vampire guy and random girl fall in love kind of thing.
The traditional, I mean, I guess story you could say, is like, is vampire man seduces woman.
That's the story. I mean, I guess Interview with a Vampire wasn't that as much as well, but I really tried with this movie to be like, to find something to glom on, to be like, yeah, this is good.
Just couldn't find it.
It wasn't there.
Yeah.
It was not there.
What did you think the old guy was to her?
I first thought maybe she was like getting held captive by him.
That's sort of the first thought, right? Before you know she's a vampire, you think she is like being held captive, right? Because he like boards up the windows. You know, she's obviously not allowed to leave the house during the day, is what you think. So, and he is clearly a creepy murderer.
So
which he is.
Well, which is, see, that's the thing though. It's, they don't say kind of how long she has been a vampire for, right?
They don't.
I don't think it's been a long time, because you say this guy's a creepy murderer. He is a terrible murderer.
He's really bad at it.
He fucked up everyone he did.
He's really bad at his job. His entire job is to go out and get food for her. And the first guy we see him murder, he hangs upside down in the middle of a fucking like park where there's a walkway like 10 feet in the other direction on the other side of a little hill. And of course, people are walking their dog and the dog comes up and catches him and the people see him and he has to run off, barely getting away. And then
he forgets the blood.
Yeah, he literally leaves the blood there. And then the time when she killed the guy, he takes care of the body by dumping it in a lake that literally everybody goes to. Like, the kids go to the field trip there. He dumps it in the most conspicuous water source that is in the whole town.
And then piping system.
King talking about stroking piping systems. All right.
Sorry. Hot mic.
Borderline erotic. Not even borderline. And then later on when he actually gets caught, he literally picks a kid to drain the blood from who is hanging out with other kids at the time, and the kids are literally waiting for him outside. Like, dude, do some sort of he is horrible at his job.
And then decides, I guess the best option after getting caught is to throw acid in your face.
Yeah. So they can't catch him, so they can't catch her, was basically.
They caught him, though. He was caught. They sure
did. They sure, but they couldn't tell who he was.
I guess.
Yeah.
God, yeah.
But then, so then you find out that she is a vampire, and then you're like, okay, well, he is her familiar or whatever, right? Is that what we're thinking?
I guess. I don't even know. I don't even care, honestly.
Fair enough. Well, like at the end, the kid basically replaces him, right?
Yes.
Like Oscar?
Yes.
Yes.
He replaces him. So now maybe we're led to believe that she is actually much older than, I don't know, 20 years? I don't even know. Because that guy was like in his 60s. So, I don't know. Maybe she's been around for... Yeah, she said a long time, is what she said. So, I don't know.
I will give some credit to this movie for being something good. They did do a good job to win, but she hadn't fed for a while. She looked fucking awful.
She did.
And then when she did feed, she sees him again. She, like, looks normal again. So they
She smelled bad. He, like, commented that she smelled bad because she was, like, starting to rot or something because she hadn't fed. Yeah, that was interesting. I liked how I think it was like the first time I've ever seen this in a vampire thing, is that they addressed what happens if they enter a place without being invited. He was like, so what happens if I don't invite you in? Like, teasing her, and she walks in and she stands there for like 10 seconds and then starts to just bleed from all of her orifices. And just like, she starts to die essentially. And then he corrects that, and still has blood all over her. And I thought that was interesting. I don't know, man. Vampire movies are vampire movies. It tried to do different things, which I guess I appreciate. I don't know.
It was Swedish.
It was very Swedish.
I guess the only thing really bothered me is just the ratings of this movie. Mostly.
So the 98% on Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah. If people would have said, hey, this is a fine movie. No, it's not bad. I mean, say it's not bad. But it's not good by any means either.
The ratings make it seem great.
Yeah.
Exactly. Great. Like, this is like, they might be showing this in like film study classes in college, kind of.
This level shit was movie. At the Bijou nonstop in 2012, like 100%. And there was always someone masturbating in the top right corner of the Bijou. Always.
Perpetual. It's the same guy just all day long.
He brought in a 40 in a paper bag and he finished it. And then he finished in the paper bag.
And then he
bag.
Finished it.
If you've ever been to the Bijou, you know what I'm talking about.
You know why I think this got good ratings is because it came out in 2008. And that was like right after all of the cheeseball horrible vampire stuff happened. And so you got all the Twilight movies were like wrapping up around that time. And then you have this, which is very much not that. And so
when did Blade come out?
Okay. Vampire in Brooklyn in your face.
Oh, yes. Vampire in Brooklyn. All day.
You'll never hear me besmirch Blade. Never. So if that's what you're trying to get me to do, it's not going to happen.
No.
What about Blade, Blade sequels?
See, there's where I come in on that. Is.
Oh. So we're saying we're too good for Ryan Reynolds now? Is that what you're saying?
We are.
Too good for Ryan Reynolds. Yeah. Okay. Sure.
Hey, that is the biggest try hard Ryan Reynolds movie there is. He was trying so hard to be funny and witty the whole time. He was tall. It is.
Isn't that, isn't that his entire Deadpool shtick?
Maximum effort. That's it. That's
it, it is, but he wasn't funny in it either. This is Blade Trinity, by the way.
Obviously.
Of course.
Yeah. Did you need us to tell you that, listener?
God. Yeah. Listen, y'all. Of the seven people that listen, I bet one or two haven't seen Blade Trinity.
The people who listen to this podcast know about Blade Trinity, okay? Give our listeners some credit. How dare you? By the way, I'm Googling that movie right now because I can't remember which Beale it is.
Parker Posey in that movie, my fucking God, too. Trinity is just something else.
Blade Trinity came out in 2004, you guys.
Jesus.
Can you believe that? Man, Jessica Biel. I would have guessed it right. Dominic Purcell.
Dominic Purcell
played Dracula in that movie. That's cool. Triple H was in that movie.
Okay, I forgot about Triple H too.
Speaking of, rest in peace, Razor Ramon.
Oh yeah.
Oh hell yeah.
Glass. Tip your glass up for the bad guy.
For the bad guy.
The bad guy.
Boy, no holy cultural appropriation right there.
Oh, my.
I know I'm sidetracking this, but that man was please not sidetrack. Cuban.
Please sidetrack. Was he trying to be Cuban?
He was definitely. He was Hispanic to the max, and his name was Scott Hall.
You know,
and it's from Wisconsin.
If you had asked me what I thought he was trying to do, I thought I would have probably guessed Italian.
I think he is Italian.
Okay.
Which gives you a little bit of that because he did have that kind of olive skin to him.
Yeah. Yeah. He looks like
Al Pacino in Scarface?
In Scarface? Like exactly. If you're Italian,
everyone else was Jewish and Al Pacino was Italian. What a movie.
All you got to do is spend, you know, maybe 3 or 4 days in the sun, and all of a sudden you get that nice, you know, golden bronze going, and boom, you're Hispanic.
Though, again, we need to get back to the movie.
Legendary chest hair on that guy, too. Legendary.
But I forgot that Razor Ramon had a impersonator in WWF for one appearance, and it was so bad. It was so terrible. I totally missed that 20 years ago. Then I saw the video, and I was like, I didn't know what I was watching, and I was like, what the fuck is... And I saw him talking. I'm like, oh, it's an impersonator, but Vince McMahon is trying to make you think it's Razor Ramon, even though Scott Hall is in WCW. This is so weird.
That's what happens when you own the right to the character.
Yeah.
And that played it's gone.
This is the first I'm hearing of this.
Really? There's Scott. Yeah. It was because it was Scott Hall and a Diesel left as well. I think there was a Diesel impersonator with him as well.
Yeah. Wow. Wait, so were they trying to make fun of them, or were they trying to beat them?
I think they were trying to dupe people.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I can't remember it either. If that guy was Latin himself, Latino himself.
You're trying to trick people into thinking that they're like two of the most famous wrestlers in the history of your company? That's amazing.
Yes.
That's amazing. Like Bulk Bogan.
Aw, the impersonator's dead too.
Shocker.
Richard Bognar.
Bognar.
Alongside the fake Diesel.
Yeah.
Jesus.
All right. All this good wrestling talk, I'm 100% going to pick a movie that is a wrestler starring in it.
Yeah, that's pretty much your MO at this point.
Yeah, so I'm finding an old Hogan movie. That's where we're going.
You've given us an arm wrestling movie, and you've given us an American Ninja movie. That's pretty on brand for Ski.
Yes.
Pretty on brand.
And you don't even know half the movies I've just like, I ever won't, you know, force you guys to watch also.
Oh boy. So did you like this movie at any point? I'm curious. Because I'm getting the sense you guys didn't like the movie, and that's fine. Like whatever.
Not really. No.
It was okay. It was
like I said earlier, it was a lot slower than I remember it being. I ended up being like bored for a good portion of it. And I didn't expect that because when I watched it the first time, I remember enjoying it. And I remember being like, oh my God, this is brilliant. Nobody's ever done anything like this before. It's a 12-year-old girl who murders people and eats them and like totally brutalizes those bullies at the end of the movie. Like that is something I have never seen before. So I was like, oh, okay, this is cool. This is really good. So I was sort of on the side of those people who reviewed it, like when it first came out. Those ratings that are on Rotten Tomatoes to give it a 90.
Was you? We're gonna play.
I was with him. I was absolutely with him. But watching it like the other day, I was like, not watch it again.
Maybe it was different for King, but I know I knew the plot essentially of it. Mm-hmm. I knew it was vampires. If I didn't know anything, that first bit, I could at least be intrigued by it because I'd be like, what's going on here? I don't know what's going on. But if you know that there's a vampire involved, everything clicks into place pretty easily.
Yeah, I think that hurt my watching of this, is that I did know the entire story.
I would say that on my end, once I realized it was a Swedish vehicle, I was a little soured because I went to senior prom with a Swedish girl and I didn't even score. Like, oh, man. Hello, I didn't American Pie. Hello, like, isn't that how this works? Hello,
they write even these songs for a reason, lady. What are you doing?
Come on,
even the weird, kid is fucking pulling a Swedish girl.
I know.
I mean, Jesus,
I'm never fully recovered.
He is truly creepy. That kid, like that kid,
the first.
I'm unsettled looking at that kid.
I think the first thing they show was him in his underwear.
Yeah.
Like with a knife. And then he like goes kind of like spread eagle to lounge on his bed in his underwear. And I was like, this is such a fucking Swedish movie here.
Yeah.
I mean, kid and so unnecessary.
Kid in tidy whities with a knife fantasizing about how he's going to stab his bullies. Yeah.
Yeah, he was going the whole taxi driver kind to himself, like talking to himself of how
he was a lot of taxi driver in him. Absolutely. Yeah. So again, like you see those things for the first time, you don't know anything about the movie. It's good. Like you see that stuff and you're like, I've never seen this before. I like this. This is,
which is weird because I usually like a lot of foreign movies.
Yeah.
Too, as well. So.
All right, this I'm one having just, plumbing issues. I'm out.
We'll finish it up.
I bet you are.
Give
us a rating.
Give your quick rating there.
1.5 hockey pucks.
1.5 hockey pucks out of 5 for King. Thank you, King. Go fix your plumbing. Later. at your Omni. All right, Ski. King is gone. We're actually kind of... a little worried that we weren't going to be able to do this because of that plumbing issue, and it has returned. Yeah. That's what you get for having young boys in a house, man. They're gonna throw stuff down a drain. It doesn't matter.
It's a drain, right? Everything just goes in the drain and gets everything goes in the drain after the sewers.
Yeah, even if you don't have a garbage disposal, you just dump your like half-eaten bowl of cereal down the drain and your mac and cheese. Yeah. Like it's trash, right? Like the bone from the steak. You throw that down the drain. Hey, man.
Water will fucking clear that out.
We've all been there. So what were you saying? You like Swedish movies?
I like foreign films in general. Majority. Apparently, I don't like Swedish movies, though.
Yeah.
Right, was A Girl with a Dragon Tattoo, was that Swedish? Or was that...
I don't think it was Swedish. It was something else.
All right. Did you, then did in you, that case, and I don't like.
Did you like the original one? Like the original Girl with the Dragon Tattoo?
Yeah, it was good.
I thought it was good.
I thought that the remake ones were fine too, which is funny because it was made like within a year, I think, of that first movie coming out.
I know.
So you were complaining about the Old Boy remake. It was like at least Old Boy was out for like a decade before they decided to, you know, have a go at it.
Yeah, but it's like, why make it? There's no reason to make it. The movie is already perfect. You're not going to make the movie better than the original. It's impossible because the movie is perfect.
Have you seen like The Magnificent Seven and
the Adam Sandler movie?
No, what is that one? That's the Ridiculous Six. No.
Yeah.
The Magnificent Seven was, there's two of them, by the way.
Girl with the Dragon Tattoo is Swedish.
Is it? All right. Well, there's one Swedish movie I like.
Lisbeth Salander. We're not against subtitles here on this podcast. No. I like a lot of subtitle movies.
I am picking a subtitle movie for my pick. I'm not doing a wrestling one. That was just to get you guys going.
Fucking better not. All right. Should we just rate this now?
I'll go first.
Do you have anything else you want to say about it? I don't know.
Really. There's nothing. Nothing to say. I barely had anything to say to start.
Okay.
But I'm on board with King. I'm giving it a 1.5 weird, grotesque 12-year-old vaginas for some reason that they show. So that's what I'm giving it.
1.5.
I don't. That just. There's so the one scene that, you know.
So if you had asked, you know. If you had asked me in 2010 what I thought of this movie, I would give it a 5. If you ask me 2022 what I think of this movie, I give it a 3 decapitated heads out of 5. I don't think it holds up from the first time I saw it. And I do think going into it not knowing anything, apparently it doesn't help with King, but no. I do think going into it not knowing anything about it helps. But yeah, I don't think time has done this movie well. Unfortunately, because I did remember liking this movie a lot.
I bet if you saw that American version, I bet you would like that one better. Just because I think it would look cleaner first off, because it looked fucking grimy, and maybe. I assume that was a big part of it. You know, it was fucking snowing the whole. You know, snow was on the ground the whole fucking time. It was bleak as shit. It was living in like dilapidated like projects. I think that was the kind of aesthetics that they were wanting for it.
Isn't that
but
weird?
The new one would pass to look much better.
Isn't that weird? You'd think it'd be the opposite. Like the grimy, more realistic stuff would be the part that we'd be excited about. But it sort of wasn't with this. I don't know.
Well, usually is. That's why, you know, a lot of the like British movies I like are kind of the grimy ones, you know, Trainspotting and, you know.
Totally. I don't think Trainspotting's very good. I watched it for the first time probably about 3 or 4 years ago. And I was just like, oh boy, this is overrated. Like it's dark as shit. It is definitely that. But I was like, oh yeah, well, I didn't leave that movie being like, oh, I'm glad I watched that movie. I was like, okay, I've put that movie behind me now. I don't have to watch it anymore.
I think that's that's another one of the times. It's like, you know, people knew about drug addicts and stuff. You didn't. I don't think they really ever showed fully like, you know, heroin addicts.
Yeah,
know,
it's true.
In
it's
that
true.
State. In that, you know, if you walk now, you're like, shit. You know, we walk in town here, you see a fucking heroin addict almost any time you're driving around.
Yeah. It sort of opened eyes as to like the realism of that world for sure. For sure. Okay. So those are our ratings. King gave it a 1.5. Ski gave it a 1.5. I gave it a 3. Let the Right One In. Again, it's on Hulu. If you want to see it, I mean, if you've listened to this and we've talked all about it, there's no point in seeing it at this point. But yeah, if you want to, you know, introduce somebody else to it, whatever. It's on Hulu. Again, at TSB Pod, at TSB Ski, at Duromney. If you want to let us know what you want us to watch for next week.
The bar is low for your guys' movie here next week.
Bar is very low. Please give us a movie or text one of us too if you know us. Just send us a movie, man. We'll watch it.
We're trying to one up. try to one up this bad movie with something worse.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if you want to tell us a bad movie to watch, we'll do it, dude. We've already watched a couple of your bad movies already. Ask Kurt. Sorry, Kurt. Okay, thank you for listening, everybody. See you guys next week. Bye.